reading from the book of Leviticus. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the whole Israelite community and tell them, 'Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. You shall not bear hatred for your brother or sister in your heart. Though you may have to reprove your fellow citizen, do not incur sin because of him. Take no revenge and cherish no grudge against any of your people. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." The Word of the Lord. What does it mean to be holy? Is it to be perfect? At first glance, it would seem that holiness is tied to perfection given the scriptures this Sunday. In our first reading, God says to Moses, "Tell the people, 'Be holy, for I, the Lord, am holy.'" And in the Gospel, Jesus calls his disciples to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. We might hear these passages today and think, well, that holiness business, that's all well and good for the saints because, well, they were perfect. They always had their lives set on God. They lived perfectly according to the way of Jesus. They weren't tempted by sin the way we are. But to believe this understanding of holiness is to make the saints less than human, when the whole point of the church raising them up as saints is to show us how to live and be fully human, fully holy people. To allow ourselves to be clouded by such an understanding is to miss the entire point of the invitation to holiness, because it is not about us. It is about God alive in us. It is about focusing on the many ways that God is made manifest within us and our sharing that with others. It is about recognizing and believing that the Spirit of God dwells in us, as St. Paul says in today's second reading. But so often, we get lost instead on the many ways that God is not made manifest, on the ways that we neglect or forget who we are and whose we are. Our inability to see ourselves as holy is because we have a tendency to get caught up in the web of power, desire, and temptation that tells us things will always be as they are, that there is no hope for the world or for ourselves. But such desperation only feeds the attitude that Jesus may have died and risen to new life, but it makes no difference in our day and age. To be holy is to cling to the truth that Christ has risen from the dead and has given us a share in this new life. To be holy is to remember that at our core is the divine spark of love that is this new life. The Spirit is constantly at work in us, nudging us, prodding us, exhorting us to lay claim to the gift given to us in baptism, which is the life of Christ. This doesn't mean that we need to change the world in such magnanimous ways like Nelson Mandela or Mother Teresa. But it does mean that we can change the world by magnanimous acts in our everyday lives, by being kind to another who treats us poorly, by showing mercy to those who have hurt us, by healing through our presence or compassion those who are broken, by not responding in anger when another hurls a barrage of spiteful words at us, by accompanying those who are alone and lonely. To be holy is to love as we have been loved by our God, with kindness and mercy, forgiveness and healing, patience and compassion. Does this mean being holy is that we need to be perfect? I don't think that Catherine of Siena would say so, for she once said, God does not ask that we be perfect, only that we have perfect desire. To be holy is to have the perfect desire to believe in God's belief in us and to live in and out of that hope.